done, remember you play it after the second lion roar.
After the second lion?
It up with pause.
Oh, okay. Oh, I know what you mean. Yeah.
There you go.
When I did some of the different panels, like last year at Furrydelphia, I did classic cartoons, Green Muzzles and all that, and I was listening to it back, you know, with Bluetooth on the New Jersey Turnpike and everything, and, you know, something like this picks it up real good, and I'm going, gosh, that was fun. So, I mean, I record these on audio. Sometimes I do video as well, but I put things up like that, and I put up yesterday's game show panels and everything. It's always fun to hear back. Yeah. All right, it's just after 10 o'clock. My name is Bob Nelson. I'm also known as Anthracoon. I'm from Beverly, Massachusetts, and I have been on college radio since 1981 at WMWM, Salem State University Radio, doing different types of music and all that. I mentioned I interviewed some famous people and all that. So I have been in college radio for all that time, and I started getting into Furry in the mid-90s, some little thing called Albany Anthracon, 500 people. I was there. I've been to every single one. Every single one, including the 2 years when they didn't have it, I came to Pittsburgh. It wasn't like, oh, I didn't realize they didn't have it. No, I wanted to go to Pittsburgh. It was damn depressing, though, walking around downtown and where is everyone? Well, there's a pandemic going on, you know. Thankfully, we were able to have FD last year, and I did this panel, and now we're back for this, and it's going to be huge, I can tell. So we're going to have a lot of fun. Now, this is classic cartoons. What is classic cartoons? It can be any era you like. In my case, I'm 60 years old, so stuff from the 40s and 50s, maybe to the 90s, but even more recent stuff. That little movie from 2016 about Zootopia, you know, things like that. There's the Beastars panel coming up tonight. We've got that. People are into the bad guys and Turning Red. I mean, there's recent stuff that's real good, you know. So it's just great. And a lot of us remember things like Disney, Warner Brothers, Hanna-Barbera, and so on. And what I'm going to start with off is, this is 10 minutes or so. Now, it's going to be different cartoons, and there's a couple full-length kind of song videos. One of them is the theme song from a certain Warner Brothers cartoon show. And then the other one is proof that we furries can do some really good animated videos. And it's set to a song from Grease. And we recently lost Olivia Newton-John, and let's remember her by doing this. So this is about 9 minutes long, and there might be a little dead spot in the middle, but we'll see. This starts off with the Cabinet of Cats from the late 60s. Hope you can hear it all. Psychedelic. Great song. Great show. Dashing and daring, courageous and caring, faithful and friendly, with stories to share. All through the forest, they sing out in chorus, marching along as their song fills the air. Gummy bears, bouncing here and there. Bass. Never happened to Michael, right? Whatever did happen to Michael. What didn't happen, right? Ray and Charles. Three or four of their hits, five of their hits, all mixed there. This one's kind of loud. I gotta... Now, sounding like the Jackson 5. I know. They were popular, though. Before you give up on love, on that apple, don't What about before or after?
Is this a before or after?
This was, I think this might say Videocraft down the bottom, but it's like they used the same name at one point. And then they just became Rancid Bass. Right around that time in the middle. They were Videocraft when they did the King Kong show, if you remember that. It was still video. They also did the Smokey Bears. Oh, they did all those, yep. What's the word? Stop motion?
Yeah. Okay. Is it after this?
Yep. This was early 70s, 72 or 72. So okay. 72 right there.
It was
yeah.
Rudolph and Frosty.
Right. Yeah. Those were a couple years later. Now, this is the full length. This is some guy playing the whole song. Look down, then you fall. There was a Plymouth car called the Roadrunner that featured, you know, like the cartoon thing, the ads, and then like little things in the back and all that, the Roadrunner. But you ignore them. Yeah, there's a woman named Barbara Cameron who passed away a couple years ago, and she wrote that song. And they used to put that like coming out of the commercial and things like that. It was kind of surface rockish guitar and everything. And that was a great little TV. Of course, previous theme. Of course, they had the Bugs Bunny Roadrunner Hour and all that. The old cartoons and maybe a few that were made in the 60s. But that was a great theme song there. We could probably have our nominations for great theme songs as we go along. And then the next thing is done by Cerebrus. I'm trying to remember the full name. It's probably on there, but it's based on a song from Greece, and you'll see it. Just give it a minute. I tried to edit this part out, and I couldn't. Here we go. Remembering Greece, done by a furry. I showed this at Anthropon on the big screen and everyone loved it. Terrell service. Raccoons doing the bomb hit. for making this video. It's a cartoon! Someone compare that to Happy Tree Friends or something like that.
Yes.
All right, there we go. Yeah, that was a little fun thing to put together. And there's so much more, obviously.
Yeah.
And just to think about, in the past 10, 20 years, you used to go to a convention or something like that. You didn't have things like YouTube, Facebook Live, all that sort of stuff. You know, a phone was something like what Tony Soprano used to have, flip phone where you just talk on it. You didn't have all these other things. Now you can do Facebook Live and all that. We had a video room on the 20th floor of Antrocon in Philadelphia at the Adams Market. You had to go up to the 20th floor, and they had a video room, and they'd show stuff like that. And I also remember in 2004, the Summer Games was the theme, and they showed Animal Olympics. They even had milk and cookies. That was so much fun, being able to see that movie over at AC. And you know, so just thinking about all these. But yeah, with YouTube and everything, you can spread things around. But when someone like me was growing up, and a lot of us, they were only on Saturday morning. Sometimes in the afternoon, you know, the Boston station would be running Top Cat or things like that, you know. So they only had them at certain times. Now you can get them on your phone anytime, you know. So it's just great that you can do that. And you have all these box sets, all the episodes and all the extras and everything, you know. You can just, it's just really great. And, of course, there's still stuff coming out now. I was mentioning earlier some of the movies and TV shows, the things like Zootopia, Beastars. I like Rock Dog myself, Rock Dog 1 and Rock Dog 2. Secret Life of Pets 1 and 2. And what do we have this year? We had, I know I saw...
Sing 2.
What was it?
Sing 2.
Sing 2?
Underrated.
Sing 2. Oh, Sing 2. Yeah, I've seen both Sing and Sing 2. And then there was, there's a lot of sequels this year. I'm trying to think what I saw. Well, on Disney Plus, you have Turning Red. You also have the Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers movie.
Yep.
I saw that.
Yeah, Sonic 2.
It was okay. I like the idea of live action and animation mixed. Even in Tom and Jerry the movie, which I saw, you know, someone would be walking an animated dog. I thought it was kind of cute. It was like a Roger Rabbit type thing. So, and then I haven't seen, there were certain ones I missed. I'm not a basketball fan, so I didn't see Space Jam. And then there were some other recent ones I didn't see. Yeah. Let's take an old cartoon show and make a movie out of it. I thought I heard they were going to do it to Hong Kong Phooey. I think it got canceled. There's talk of doing a Pink Panther movie, as in, not Inspector Clouseau, but the Pink Panther animated character in the live-action world. They're talking about making that. Every now and then they do a Scooby-Doo movie, and then there was. Oh, I never saw Yogi Bear. I think I'm lucky. From what I've heard, I did not see Yogi Bear the movie. So it's just great. But this is all stuff we grew up with. And the people like us that are in the animation industry, you know, that's what inspired a lot of them. You know, and there's the whole, you know, superhero things and everything. When you think of Spider-Man and Superman and all those sort of things, the Super Friends, there's so much stuff. There's science fiction and everything, you know. So it's just great to think of. Now, those were a bunch of great TV theme songs, and I could have given you a lot more. But I only know certain decades. But you can go way back and get cartoon music. That's one of the things I'm focusing on this time. There's a couple of old tunes. Merrily we roll along, my baby and me. You've heard that. You've also heard the merry-go-round broke down. Those are like songs back in the 30s, you know. And I noticed that in a lot of Warner Brothers cartoons, something they had the rights to, like Babyface or Singing in the Bathtub, they would put that in the cartoon because they got the songwriter. You know, why not? We ought to do that. So going way back to the teens, 20s, 30s, you had that. You had such great music in the Looney Tunes.
Go ahead. And then there's Powerhouse.
Yes.
Powerhouse. Dun 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 dun. You had Daffy Duck's Rhapsody, which was like an old classical piece, right? Didn't you have that?
Yeah, Rhapsody by Franz Liszt.
Yeah.
Franz Liszt. No, but Wagner.
Which one? Wagner, yeah. There actually was a classical radio station in Boston. Oh, that, yeah. The classical radio station in Boston put on a Bugs Bunny festival at a local theater because of all the, like, What's Opera Dog and everything. You know? Because of all the classical music that was in those. Kill the Rabbit, Kill the Rabbit. You know? And that was how a lot of us learned about classical music. It's just amazing. I mean, some of those things were actually educational. There was one someone posted the other day that had the one where, it turns into Rumpelstiltskin was the secret word, and changed into a mouse, and Sylvester went after. Do you remember that one? I can't remember exactly what it was.
I remember that one, but Elmer was the...
Elmer was like a leprechaun, and he turned into a mouse when someone said Rumpelstiltskin, I think, was the secret word to get him back.
Jehoshaphat.
Oh, that's what it was, yeah. But it taught you all about, you know, business and how to start it, or there were other ones, too, that were similar. You know, you actually could get educational out of that. But what are some of the theme songs that you remember that you really liked that set up the whole series? Anyone?
Pink Panther.
Oh, yeah. There was the original Henry Mancini. There also was a guy named Doug Goodwin who did Pink Panther from head to toes. It's on YouTube and everything. But the Henry Mancini is the best known one. Go ahead.
How about the French-Japanese combination Ulysses 31 in 1981?
That one I didn't see. I don't know. Ulysses 31?
It's the 31st century. Ulysses killed a giant cyclops when he rescued his children and his son Telemachus. But the ancient gods of Olympus are angry and threaten a terrible revenge. Fools! You defy the gods? I sentence you to travel among unknown stars. Until you find the kingdom of Hades, your bodies will stay as lifeless as stone. And then we get this whole Saban Levy piece, this awesome classic rock piece. Ulysses, Ulysses.
Ulysses 31. We're going to have to check this out.
The galaxy in such
so it's kind of rockish, like 80s rock? Excellent. Yeah, that sounds interesting. Very good. Now, how about getting a classic tale there? I think Translux did this or whatever it was. There was a singer named Johnny Nash who had songs like I Can See Clearly Now. Hercules, leader of song and story. Hercules, fighter for blood and glory, fighting with his right, fighting with the strength of 10 ordinary men. You know, that was. Remember that one? I think that was the same people that did like Speed Racer and everything, yeah. Translux or something. So that was back in the 60s. Now that's another one right there. Speed Racer.
Oh, yeah.
Growing up in Boston, Channel 56, one of the UHF stations would run that. And I guess they remade it later on and everything. And how about this? Going back to the 60s, this was actually stop animation. What do you call it? Stop motion. Okay? It was Thunderbirds.
Yes.
Remember what a great... I could probably get it on YouTube. Barry Gray did all those music. He did stuff like Fireball XL5. I ought to get that up.
And Starlet and the Mysterons.
Yep. Oh, yeah. What was it? Joe 90. He did some show called Space 1999 later also, by the way, which wasn't puppetry. But that had a Barry Gray theme song as well. And if I can find it, there was 1962 or so, the year I was born, there was Fireball XL5, and it had a really catchy theme. It's sung by Don Spencer. So this is a British show, but it showed in the U.S. and had a bit of a following. So let me just get this up here real quick. So it was just, anyone else got some? I think
Mighty
I had
House.
Which one?
Here he comes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Mr. Andy Kaufman. Didn't he like get up there on Saturday Night Live and do that, right?
Underdog.
Underdog? Oh, definitely. We had Joe Harris, one of the creators of Underdog, the creator, at Antrocon about 15 years ago or so. So let me see if I can find an intro.
Spider-Man.
Just to show you this. Oh, Spider-Man. Yeah, that was... Okay, yeah, this is... Okay, so this is stop-motion animation.
Okay, Venus?
Okay, Steve.
Right. Let's go.
Oh,
myself as if I was handing the over.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of compilations like that, yeah. Oh, so, you know, the South Park guys did their own little tape on something like Thunderbirds. America! Yeah! Family channel, I can't say the F word. So here comes the song itself. And again, this was on American TV, so a lot of kids grew up with this. 62, he was born.
I wish I was a spaceman, the fastest guy alive. I'd fly you round the universe in Fireball XL5. Way out in space together, conquers of the sky. My heart would be a fireball, a fireball. Every time I gaze into your starry eyes, we'd take the path to Jupiter and make
it like a human con. It's a commander of the spaceship or something like that. Way,
and land on the moon to a wonderland of stardust. We'll zoom our way to Mars.
My heart would be a fireball.
My heart would be a fireball. A fireball. Cause you would be my Venus of the stars.
Okay, some other classic TV. Anyone get some? Go ahead. Favorite things.
Do Thundar the Barbarian.
Thundar the Barbarian. Maybe I'll try to
the
find
most,
that. Why am I not getting anything on this?
Outlook.
Yeah.
You know, I know this is going to be a cheesy one. The original My Little Pony.
I think you got disconnected from your TV there.
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm this. Now, keep going. I think the computer shut off.
My favorite one was from the 90s from the Raccoons.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
By Lisa Long.
Oh, here it is. Oh, yeah, Lisa Lowy. Okay, I found my screen again. That one I might dig up, actually. Okay, I got to hit escape. So the Raccoons. Yeah, definitely. That was. Go ahead.
My Little Pony.
My Little Pony, yep, there's that.
I have the Turtles.
So you were saying, what was it again?
Thunder,
okay, I'll look that up. Go ahead. Anyone else got one? Go ahead, but I'll back there.
Tailspin again.
Oh, yeah.
What was that?
Tailspin.
Oh, Tailspin. Oh, of course. So many great Disney ones.
Yeah. So, yeah, Disney Afternoon. Yes.
Oh.
World's most viral earworm.
Yeah.
So it's 2 minutes long, but I'll at least start it. So let's see.
Just the part where it says in the future.
In the future.
Wait.
1980.
Yes.
Thundar the Barbarian. The year 1994. From out of space comes a runaway planet hurtling between the Earth and the Moon, unleashing cosmic destruction. Civilization is cast in ruin. 2,000 years later, Earth is reborn. A strange new world rises from the old. A world of savagery, super science, and sorcery. But one man bursts his bonds to fight for justice. With his companions, Oopla the Mock and Princess Ariel, he pits his strength, his courage, and his fabulous sun sword against the forces of evil.
Yeah, you know,
Conan's long lost cousin.
Yeah.
When they use a theme song or something like that to explain the whole premise of the show, Sid and Marty Krofft had a show. It wasn't a cartoon, it was live action, but it was a kid's show, H.R. Puff and Stuff.
Yes.
And it took about 2.5 minutes to explain about the little kid there and everything, and he lands on the island and all that.
Yeah.
And, you know, Puff and Stuff, I don't know.
Yeah.
What are they puffing? but it took like 2.5 minutes, but they had to explain what was going on with that.
Yeah, I still remember they made a drug reference. It was a blatant drug reference in it because the kid
Yep.
Falls in a patch of talking mushrooms.
Oh yeah. Well, they said Puffin, they Puff the Magic Dragon, right. And then HR. Well, you know, I don't. They they have their own little explanation.
And
Puffin
stuff's like, get away from those mushrooms, Danny. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Okay. Well, how about something that got edited out of Underdog? What's in his ring?
A super secret energy pill.
Right, and you're not supposed to take pills.
Yes.
So they had to edit that out. You know. And we could go into the whole thing about censored cartoons and all those.
Yeah.
We've got into it before, but the whole thing about the censored 11 and everything, things you can't really see anymore, and things that make you groan and all that. So, any other theme songs? Great theme songs.
I've heard people saying Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
TMNT. Heroes in a Half Shell. Oh yeah, that's another show where it's not a cartoon, but it's Sid and Marty Krofft. It's a kid's show, yeah.
Sid and Marty Krofft. Is anyone here, am I the only one that remembers the Far Out Space Nuts?
Yeah. No. Was that Bob Denver and the girl from Laughing there?
I don't
Ruth
remember
Buzzy?
Who was in it because I was
Ruth Buzzy
and, thing,
and
just,
Jim Neighbors? No, Jim
I
Neighbors and
so.
Ruth Buzzy maybe. Was
I
that
know,
it?
But yeah.
I think
the
it was.
Guys, they're resupplying a rocket that accidentally.
Oh, and instead of lunch, it was launch.
Oh, yeah. Geez. Exactly.
Wasn't that the guy who played Gilligan?
Yeah. Okay. Maybe I was right the first time. Bob Denver.
Yeah.
So I mean, well, there's different shows. There's one like that, and then there's another one.
Yep.
I think I can find it or something. But Far Out Space Nuts. Again, this is not necessarily a cartoon, but it's a kid show. So, give it a moment. Chuck McCann, I think, was the other guy.
Breakfast. Lunch.
Gilligan!
I said lunch, not lunch!
Where is the world that they used to know? And how will they ever return? Now they got a home where the sweetest creatures roam.
Oh, it could be. Yeah, we get the idea on that. I wanted to show something from England, actually, which was on Yorkshire Television, and it was like their version of the banana splits. It's called Animal Quackers.
Oh, no.
And you will see, like, the fursuit type things they have. So, wait a minute. Animal Quackers.
Yeah.
And it was like they're a rock band or something. Let me see if I can find it here.
Well, while you're looking it up, I just want to mention, in Far Out Space Nuts, there was this one episode where they land on a planet of Amazons ruled by a computer. Yeah. The Futurama episode was referencing it.
Yep.
Because they had a HAL reference in that, a 2001 Space Odyssey reference. Their computer was named Gal 36246.
Oh, yep, yep. Exactly.
And cute.
So bad they're good. So good they're bad. Oops, wait a minute. Now, wait a minute. I'm doing the volume and I fast forwarded it.
First episode of
the 90s. Here it is.
Couches. So many
volumes.
Does anybody else see Animal Planet before sharing that time?
Yes.
Good.
Yeah.
Smashing. Yeah. Man.
Can't get it much louder than that.
I'm Rory.
I'm Boots.
I'm Boots. I'm Bongo. I'm Twang.
Well, that's very furry. The ride got pulled down.
Let's tell him about it, fellas.
Here we go. All right, that fursuit time. Fursuit cringe. So again, this is post-banana splits. This was from England, from Yorkshire Television.
That explains everything.
So there we go. Yeah, that was That fits the theme of furry music. Go ahead.
Can I take us down a slight tangent?
Go ahead.
Jubilee Zoo.
Jubilee Zoo. Ben Vereen. Mm-hmm. Now, how about this? The New Zoo Review.
Oh.
Coming right at you or something. There was a famous blooper tape. I'm not going to run it because there was some language in it. And it was just them goofing around and using the F word. You know that F word, right? Mm-hmm. Or something like that. But that was, yeah, they had shows like that back in the day, back in the 70s and so. So, yeah, you have the whole sort of thing. I'm just mostly covering TV. There's movies as
back
well,
to the
obviously.
20s for, the set for a second. Felix
Go ahead.
The Cat.
Huh?
The 20s for a second. Felix the Cat. There
yep.
was a great theme song.
Oh, the Felix the Cat one.
Like 20s, or 20s jazz.
Now, yeah, that goes to well, 30. Well, the comic strip goes back a long time.
Yeah.
But I remember that one.
Betty Boop.
Betty Boop, yep, definitely.
Paul Whiteman's orchestra did the Felix the Cat theme song as well.
Yep. Let's see if this might just be this. Yeah, let's see if at least we get the theme song out of this.
They say,
well, maybe not.
Out for a stroll with his little bag of tricks.
It's around somewhere. But there's I gotta find the intro.
Actually, don't forget, Felix the Cat also had a movie.
Or you can try searching Felix the Cat, Paul Whiteman.
Yeah, is the Felix the Cat movie actually associated with the Felix the Cat cartoon?
See, that's all I would notice. I think that was like, wasn't that like a British production?
Because the Felix the Cat movie is quite a significant.
It's different.
This is the song itself.
Yes.
Whoops.
Hang up your hat.
Almost nude during that time period.
Yep.
You can see her boobs. Think of the children.
When does the song start? The vocals. They always start with the instrumental.
Yeah. The
love I don't think there's vocals in it.
There are eventually.
Well, maybe eventually, yeah. But yeah, there's a whole bunch of different things. Another from the past, Casper the Friendly Ghost.
Oh, yeah.
The friendliest ghost you know. Casper.
Don't play the Fox episode.
Great. Fox? You mean the Fox Network or the Fox?
No, the Casper with the Fox episode. Don't play that one.
Okay. I did not. Now, there was a Casper the Ghost movie. I think Eric Idle was in it. Did not see it. You know what I mean?
It had sequels.
Dan Aykroyd had a guest stop in his guest spot as a Ghostbuster on the Casper movie.
Yeah.
Who are you going to call?
Not
somebody else.
Write your own books.
Okay, so this is a quickie here. We'll get this going.
Casper, the friendly ghost, the friendliest ghost you know. The grown-ups might look at him with fright, but children all love him so. He always says hello, and he's really glad to meet you wherever he may go. He's kind to every living creature. Grown-ups don't understand why children love him the most. But kids all know that he loves them so. Casper the Friendly Ghost.
I gotta do the raccoons theme somehow because, at least part of it, because I'm a raccoon, I've got it, really. It's here somewhere.
Of course you do.
There's a whole bunch of different things.
Oh, there's the good stuff.
Well, somewhere I did a remix or something, or I did a Bert version or something. It's here, but let's just play a little briefly part of it. It's here somewhere. No, that's Grumble Dust. I got to do the theme. I got to do the intro. Will this be it?
Yeah,
that's all.
This is the ever.
Yeah, that's. I don't know. Something's wrong with that version, but anyway. Anyone else
Alexa,
got while I look for it?
Play Sea Shanty.
No.
Gorilla.
Why is this thing... Oh, Gorilla Gorilla. I've got the box set of that, actually. Don't mind me. Anyway. All right, let's get back to YouTube. Yeah, Gorilla Gorilla, and in the theme song it says he's really ideal. Now, why do you think the word ideal was used? Wasn't there a toy company called Ideal that had toys of, you know what I mean? Yeah, that they got it right in the they got it right in the song. It's like a pitch, you know. commercial pitch. We've got a gorilla for sale.
We've got a gorilla for sale. My yellow gorilla for sale.
Alan Melvin, who's on All in the Family and Brady Bunch.
Take him home and try him. Gorilla for sale. See in the window, the gorilla, gorilla, full of charm and appeal. Handsome, elegant, intelligent, sweet. He's really ideal.
See, ideal. Here's your commercial.
You can call your own.
Pumpkin Puss and Mush Mouse, Ricochet Rabbit, and Droopalong.
The Godzilla Gorilla Show, presented by Ideal Toys. They're wonderful toys. They're ideal. Get it?
Gorilla, Godzilla Gorilla, for sale. Godzilla Gorilla, for sale.
Oh, yeah, I mean, you know, there was, after a while, they stopped. They had things like Linus and Lionheart, which was a bunch of commercials for Post Cereals. Yeah. You had Lovable Keith, the Mailman, Glory Raccoon, someone called Sugar Bear. So they had all that. And let me get this one out here. I want to throw something in here. A show called Hot Wheels, those little cars we used to have. It was basically an ad for the toy. So Hot Wheels theme. Let me find that. So it's here. Well, anyway, I'll just put 1969, that'll bring it right up. Right around the same time the Cat Nuka Cats was on, and it actually was the same people that did the music for that. See if you remember this. This is not necessarily furry.
Hot Wheels! Hot Wheels!
There were tie-ins. Little Pet Shop had some. Teddy Ruxpin had a cartoon. You had all those and everything like that.
Rubik,
yeah.
Rubik's Cube.
There's a whole bunch of things. There were a whole bunch of shows that were tied into toys and things like that. And there were also things about fads. CB Radio, the CB Bears. You know, you had that. You had anything that was. You had a bunch of. There were a couple different shark shows after Jaws came out. You had Jabberjaw and Mr. Jaw. Mr. Jaw was Patty Freeling, yeah. Artie Johnson, and then Jabberjaw, who sounded like Curly from Three Stooges. Nup, nup, nup.
Yeah, he was basically Scooby Doo but underwater.
Right. Yeah.
And a lot of shows were Scooby Doo ripoffs.
Rehashing shows. I mean, Hanna-Barbera, and I'm going to play a commercial that's going to involve Hanna-Barbera. You know, the backgrounds back, you know, just repeating endlessly. They did the same with their shows. The plots repeated endlessly. Let's get these teenagers solving mysteries and have a dog or something like that. So that leads me to, now I showed this at both A&E and Anthropon. Let me get this thing down. There it is. This is a...
Hot Wheels!
I don't want that.
Hot Wheels!
All right. This is a series of ads. It's about 8 or 9 minutes long. You might get a kick out of some of these. A lot of them actually go for beer. Oh, no, it's the wrong one. Oh, it is. There it is. Good.
Billy, there's a new drink mix. Hurry in town!
Our drinks are delicious. Delicious.
Yeah.
Well,
you love them, yeah. Especially mine.
Let me taste.
New Bugs Bunny and Pals drink mix.
With 100% NutraSweet and 100% vitamin C.
Oh, you can put NutraSweet in kids' drinks.
There's somebody.
Licensing a whole bunch of different cartoon characters.
No matter where you're from, every family everywhere should have the financial security they need. Not just the ones who can figure it out.
They had a Peabody and Sherman movie a couple years ago.
Not just the most fortunate. Everyone. I can do this.
I know. Richie Rich's dad used to be president.
Here comes
supercharged Kellogg's Frosted Flakes cereal is probably the fact that can help bring out the tiger in you.
Tiger Mark, clear for tiger.
Hey, man, you're supposed to let go of the ball.
Here.
74, a year of the tiger, when I turned 12.
Breakfast for everyone. It's the year of the tiger.
This is the year of the tiger. We'll have breakfast with the tiger of the year. Make it nourishing and tasty. Crisp and out of fun.
Start with Kellogg's Sugar Frosted Flakes. That's the one. Its secret toasted in Boston and 8 essential vitamins and iron make for nutrition that tastes great. Cool it, cousin. I'll let you know when it's the year of the elephant.
Okay, Benny, remember
it's
the
It's a bank
money.
In Scotland or maybe
Good morning.
Canada.
Can I help?
No, I think
you
it's
can indeed,
Canada.
My dear. I was hoping to bond you from a little moolah.
Moolah?
I need to borrow a little money for a new home.
Right. Shall we take a seat?
Benny, you're up. My previous home has been destroyed, carried away by the trash men on the orders of Officer Dibble, and callously crushed.
Oh, that's awful. You poor thing.
I love that old home. Please help me buy a new one. Just think of the children.
No problem.
Really? No problem? I'm Benny. Enough with the violin.
Okay, Tishy.
Now then, let's get down to business.
Okay. Shall we start with your name?
Tab Cat! Why, Officer Dibble, welcome to my humble abode. Won't you come in? Me and the boys are having a pool game in the library.
This is off a ham beer, which is out of Minnesota. I've never had one, but they had sauce in a beer. It's a good thing. And you're going to see one with Mike Farrell from Nash when he's young. Not this.
Nothing beats the taste of a ham. Going down.
Love that?
There's just
Flintstones.
Yes. And nothing beats the taste of a ham's going down. Why settle for less?
Relaxing with a cigarette while the wives are mowing the lawn. They work so hard, don't they, Barney?
Ham, real draft. Why settle for less?
So this next one, I think, look for Mike Farrell, who played B.J. Honeycutt on MASH. It's coming up in a minute.
From the land of
so
sky blue waters
then,
comes the water
late best for
Hands, the beer refreshing.
Right there, that's Mike Farrell.
Round after round it goes and the beer starts refreshing. Round after round.
Michael Ferguson.
Well, you know, we've had it all.
What's the secret? With water best for brewing, you get a beer so refreshing you'll want to stay with it. Glass after glass, round after round. Learn the secret. Buy a round of hams. Glass after glass after glass. Ham, the beer that's brewed with water best for brewing. Tastes best, refreshes you best. The one right beer for those who want another. Tastes so right, it bears repeating.
Again, raccoons are halfway in business.
The land of sky blue water. Now all the water best for brewing. Hams, the beer refreshing. Hams, the beer refreshing.
Cartoons for kids, and they're using cartoons to sell beer.
You might want to report that to us.
Hams taste so right, it's worth repeating. It bears repeating.
From the land of sky blue water.
refreshing.
Anything can happen in Ham's world.
Never stops refreshing you.
Want another Ham's? Have another. It's brewed with water, best for brewing. So light on your thirst, it keeps on refreshing you, glass after glass.
Round after round it goes and never stops refreshing.
These are pretty well done, like the live-action animation mix here and all that, for the 60s and 70s.
Save the beer!
Want to stay refreshed? Fight for Ham's.
And then, I think this is the last, oh, it's one of the last ones. This is a beer from New England, Narragansett. He used to sponsor the Red Sox on TV. Nichols and Bay, comedy team.
I'd like a bottle of Gansett for myself and a bottle of Narragansett lager beer for my horse.
Oh, I thought that was a horse. You'll have to get that horse out of here.
I just want a bottle of Gansett for him.
No, no, I'm sorry. We don't allow horses in here in the first place, and we don't serve beer to horses in the second place. And just get your horse out, please.
He's got to have a bottle of Gansett. It gives you that straight from the barrel taste and bottle can or on tap.
No. No.
You mean you don't serve horses?
Well, there's a big sign over the bar. We do not serve beer to horses.
Well, you can't you make an exception this once? My horse is parched, lady.
We do not make exceptions. We do not serve beer to horses. We just won't do it.
Not even Gansett?
No,
lady,
no.
He really craves Narragansett.
No, sir, if we serve beer to your horse, pretty soon every horse in the neighborhood will be coming and asking for Gansett. Now, just get your horse out of here.
I'm awful sorry, Seymour.
Oh, never mind, Hank. I'm driving anyway.
Designated driver. This is from Maryland. Anyone from Maryland? I think there's some people in Maryland at the game show yesterday. From Maryland, Natty Bull Beer. National Natty Bull.
At the sound of the whistle of the bat, the parade begins with a thundering cheer. It's a thrilling sight to all the people here on the shores of the Chesapeake Bay. Calliope sounds out very clear, and he plays loud enough to curl your ears. The drum and the cymbal are well known here on the shores of the Chesapeake Bay. Happy occasions call for quality national beer. Quality that demands the finest grains, the purest water, the utmost patience in brewing and aging. You can tell by the taste. Light,
the final one
refreshing
coming up is going to be
national beer.
Pennsylvania Tourism, quite fittingly enough. Here it is.
It's winter again.
Beer fans out there.
Call this number and get a free Pennsylvania winter guide to sports, arts, and friends, fight life, and fun.
Yep. The Bears. There it is. That's the end of that.
Don't hibernate.
Celebrate. Come to a con in Pennsylvania. All right, we've got about 5 or 10 minutes to go. I'm not sure if there's a panel here afterwards, but we'll kind of wrap things up and go ahead.
Related to exactly what you're showing there, that animation team, the one with the horse,
yep.
That is the same animation team and same voice actors that did the Jack's Beer commercials.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they did the same thing. And yeah, Nichols and Maine, I mean, they did the same type of commercials. Narragansett had a bunch. Jack's had a bunch and so on.
Yeah.
And like I say, Nichols and Maine and all that, they did that. Mike Nichols directed, was it Catch 22 or something, or MASH, or one, I get them mixed up, but you know what I mean, yeah.
I remember that because the Jack's Beer has Kangaroo.
Right, yeah, and that has that, right.
Yeah.
The kind of limited animation from the 50s, you had all that. And, you know, last night I ate over at the, it was called Rex's Beer and Pizza, and I said to myself, beer and pizza, two of the main food groups.
Yes.
Yeah. Of course, at least at this con. Okay, any other things about music or cartoons? Go ahead.
Since we were talking about commercials and stuff, California Raisins actually was a big thing back in the 80s.
Yeah.
Especially since Will Vinton was...
Will Vinton, and that was, yeah, that was, what do you call it, Claymation. And also, there was something done back in the 60s, if I can find it quickly enough, with Pixie and Dixie and Mr. Jinx for Raisin Bran, if I can find it quick enough.
Oh, what about just the California Raisins in general?
Oh, exactly, right. Yeah, they had that. They had a series. They had a series on CBS.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can find it real quick. There were a whole bunch of things. Snagglepuss did cereal ads and everything. So Pixie Dixie Raisin Bran. Let's type that out. All the years I've spent watching these sort of things. This one here is this one is the Beatles. How it implies the Beatles are from California.
The perfect road trip exists.
Give it a moment.
And it's actually
after the ad.
The Wyndham Road Trip Plan.
Okay, the $10. All right. I know. Yeah, actually, there are some ad blockers. Here we go.
This is a California Raisin Ranch, and this is a Kellogg's Raisin Bran Raisin Rancher. Sir, could you tell us why the raisins in Kellogg's Raisin Bran are the sweetest?
Like, you want to take notes or something?
Why, yes.
Okay, here they are. California inspired. Rich, ripe raisins grown in California, son, make Kellogg's Raisin Bran the race sunniest one.
Race sunniest?
Yeah, they're sweetest.
One more verse.
Kellogg's golden toasted bran is flavored and flaked as only Kellogg's can. Whip up raisins. Yeah, golden bran. Wow.
Yeah. Raisin Bran sure is fun. It's full of California, son.
One more time.
Yeah.
Okay, Beetlewigs, yeah. California. Well, shouldn't it be more like the Beach Boys if they're going to talk about California?
Fun in the warm California sun, which is not a Beatles song.
Yeah, California Sun, the Riviera's or whatever. You can tell I'm a DJ,
just
by the way.
A little scooch more popular than the
Beatles or the Beach Boys, or well, I'm just if they're talking about California, they should put the Beach Boys in. But they're mixing up their metaphors or something. Anyone else? Again, I don't know if anyone is using this panel after 11. This room. But I got to admit, this is a great panel to do. I've done it at different conventions. And I have a site, anthracoon.com, and I have mostly audio, some video, of some of the different panels at this con and some other ones if you want to check it out. We are recording this, so you'll be able to hear it again. And there's other things coming up tonight, like B-Stars. I plan to record that. But this has been a great time, and I'm sure you can find stuff on YouTube. I also would mention a couple authors of interest. Jerry Beck, who's on a lot of these like DVD box sets and things like that. Jerry Beck has some great books about cartoons. Also, Mark Arnold, he has one about Total Television. He has one about Alvin. He has a whole bunch of books, Crack Magazine and everything. I would definitely recommend those. Jerry Beck and Mark Arnold, they're both good. Any other remarks? All right. This is a lot of fun. All right, thank you. Appreciate it. And I plan to do this. I'm hoping to do it in Apocalypse. I don't think they've closed the panel submissions yet. And then there's Anthro New England, and then there's Anthrocon, and then there's Philadelphia. So I'm hoping to keep this going like I have been. Thanks, everyone. Thank you. All right.
Yeah, I'll see you in A&E.
All right, see you there.